Good morning, Green Bay Packer fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joining me this morning is our live blog director, Jamie Jors. And we are joined by the newest member of the Green Bay Packers this morning. We welcome to the show new Packers quarterback Nick Hill. Congratulations, Nick, on signing a new contract with the Packers, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to coming up there to Green Bay.
The fans are looking forward to seeing you, but before we get to the Packers, let's go back in time a little bit. As I understand it, you were a multi-sport athlete in high school, but your freshman year in college, you played basketball and not football. Can you kind of take us through your college career? You ended up transferring and your decision to switch sports?
Yeah, I growing up, I played, all sports, and I decided when I was in high school that I signed a Division I basketball scholarship to Western Kentucky, and went there for a year, and my coach ended up leaving to take another job, so I came back home to Southern Illinois, and my plan was to play both sports, and I did that for a year, the year that I was sitting out because of my the transfer role. And then ended up just playing football, my last 3 years that I was eligible to play. So, basketball was something I loved when I was growing up, but then, football kind of took over from there, and I saw that I had a better opportunity to continue to play in football.
So you played with Southern Illinois, and you did very well there. And after college, you were actually signed by the Chicago Bears and spent some time in the NFL. What did you take away from that experience?
I think that it's definitely going to help me out coming, getting another shot in Green Bay. It's been, 3 years that I've been away in the Arena League, but had an opportunity to sign with the Bears and go up there and go through OTAs and mini camp and, spend about a week maybe in training camp. So those experiences definitely will help you out. I think all the experiences, even in the Arena League, not so much the playing, but just your experience being more mature and knowing what to expect will definitely help you out the second time around.
Now, you've put together a couple prolific seasons in the Arena League, but there's obviously some differences between the Arena League and the NFL. What are some of the things you'll have to adjust to?
Well, definitely there's the things that could help me out is definitely the anticipation and the timing aspect of the Arena League. Everything's on timing and anticipating throws and getting the ball out quick. So I think that'll help me out, and especially in an offense like Green Bay runs, as far as you got to get the ball out, and you don't want to take sacks, and you definitely don't want to do that in the Arena League as well. But the adjusting is just getting back on it to the bigger field, and all the throws are definitely not the same. There's longer throws in the NFL and different types of throws, just because the field's so much different. So, and then getting back, and you never run the ball in the Arena League. If I was our leading rusher, and that'd be off just the broken plays and takeoff running. So, just getting back in the run game and checking plays or run to pass, and that's really what I'm looking forward to. That's what I've missed the last 3 years, is just the game plan and the run game and play action pass and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, from what I've read, you had a connection with the Packers dating back to last season, working out in Green Bay in 2010 when there was a little bit of uncertainty at the position after Aaron Rodgers suffered a couple concussions. Did you get a feeling after that tryout that the Packers liked you and might give you a call?
Yeah, I had a good feeling. I thought the workout went about as good as it could go, and I don't think that they called me whenever it was because Aaron had a couple concussions. I think that they were just working me out for getting a feel for me for like last year's off season. But then obviously last year, the lockout kind of, ended that, and there was no signings in the off season, and went into straight to training camp, and they had all three of their quarterbacks. So it was a long year, but I played in the Arena League. And so, it probably worked out better me coming in this year than last year anyway.
How did the workout ever come about? Were the Packers scouting you while you were in the Arena League?
Well, yeah, I mean, the NFL, I mean, you know, no page goes unturned with any player out there. I mean, if you're a player and you're good enough to play, somebody eventually is probably going to find you if you're a college small school player or, you know, playing in, you know, the Arena League. There's different scouts that scout different professional leagues. And but then I had a connection with a coach of mine, Carl Mock, was teammates with Ted Thompson back a long time ago in the NFL, and they've been together a few different times. He coached in the NFL, so that was my connection, and got me a workout. And then obviously they thought enough of me during the workout to call me back.
Very good. Now, are you looking forward to working with Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's obviously on top of his game right now?
Oh, I can't. I mean, you know, excited would be an understatement. I think that I just wanted to learn more about the game. I don't think there could be any better situation as a quarterback to come into than to go into Green Bay. I mean, just watching him work and learning what he does and how he prepares and being with Coach McCarthy, I think that it's for a young quarterback, I don't think you could ask for anything better.
Of course, we know here Matt Flynn is a free agent after this season. Do you think that factored into the Packers' decision to sign you?
Well, I think maybe a little bit. I think that, you know, obviously they're going to have to sign another quarterback if Matt decides to, you know, sign as a free agent somewhere else. But really all that kind of stuff's out of my control. So they asked me to come in there. If there were six quarterbacks in there, I would be there. So I'm just ready to compete, control what I can control, and that's coming to work every day and practicing hard and preparing myself to do the best that I can.
We around here hear a lot about what they call Mike McCarthy's offseason quarterback school. What do you know about his quarterback school, if anything?
Probably just about what you guys know, just that, you know, I've heard about it, a lot about it, and just how, you know, really detailed it is and how it's, you know, made a lot of his quarterbacks who they are now, just the off season and the attention to detail. And so I'm really excited about that. I mean, just as a quarterback, and, you know, I want to eventually coach whenever it's all said and done with me playing. So the things that I know that I can learn from him, I'm just going to soak it all up and look forward to just making myself a lot better, because I know there's a lot of room to improve.
Now, I hear you were recently married. Is that true?
Yeah, I got married January 7th, so 2 weeks. And so Alicia and I are excited about that, you know. So 2012 has been pretty good to us so far.
Well, congratulations not only on your signing with the Packers, but on getting married as well. And thank you so much for joining us here at Cheesehead TV, Nick.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Anytime, I'll be willing to come on and talk to you guys. So I'm really looking forward to coming up there, and I hear all about it. I see it on TV, but I don't think there's any better place to play than Green Bay, and the fan support is unreal. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us, and we'd be glad to have you back anytime. Thanks a lot, Nick.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. New Packers quarterback Nick Hill joining us here on Railbird Central. And how much of an awesome interview is that? Very, very enlightening into his road to the NFL and what he has done. Just the connection between, you know, a former coach and general manager Ted Thompson led to a tryout and eventually a contract, as the Packers kind of entering an era here where they going to need to find a new backup to Aaron Rodgers very soon. I mean, that's certainly not a given, but it's all but a given, right? With Matt Flynn going to be a backup quarterback. Going to go into free agency, hopefully become a starting quarterback for another team in the NFL. I have to imagine that's what his goals are, at least. So very, very cool to talk to Nick Hill this morning on Railbird Central. And welcome to all the listeners out there who was able to catch his interview. Very good stuff. And by all means, if you want to comment on the show, if you want to comment on what we're talking about here at Railbird Central, feel free to call in. We got a line open. The phone number is area code 347-352-0154. You want to talk about the Packers quarterback situation or anything else we're going to be talking about here on Railbird Central, feel free. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, all those comments will show up on our live blog, or feel free to use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. Lots of stuff going on in the world of the Packers and the NFL, surprisingly, with their season being over. Of course, yesterday was Championship Sunday, and you know that the team that beat the Packers last week, the New York Giants, are now on their way to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if fans are happy or sad about that, or if it's a split down the middle, because, you know, for one, it shows that a pretty good team beat the Packers, and there's, you know, certainly you'd rather lose to a good team than a poor team, I suppose. That being said, you know, I think some fans are perhaps still a little bit bitter over it and didn't want to see the team that beat the Packers go on to the Super Bowl. So, but anyhow, the Packers, you know, are now sitting at home having to watch the Giants play the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. The Giants go on the road to San Francisco, beat the 49ers in overtime. Quite an exciting game, actually. Very close game. Very close game in the AFC, too, with the Pats taking down the Ravens to earn the trip to the Super Bowl. So, kind of wrapping that up today. And the coaching carousel is still spinning as well. I tweeted earlier this morning that I have to imagine that the Packers aren't going to waste too much time to name their new offensive coordinator. With Joe Philbin leaving to becoming head coach of the Miami Dolphins, the Packers now have a vacant position. It's been thought that perhaps there's several candidates within the organization that might be able to jump up. The name I think that is most likely is quarterbacks coach Tom Clements, but wide receivers coach Edgar Bennett, tight ends coach Ben McAdoo, both been talked about as possibilities as well. And whoever it is, I have to imagine the Packers aren't going to wait too long. They had known now that Joe Philbin would be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins since Friday sometime. So they've had Friday, Saturday, Sunday to think about it, and now Monday morning. And they can't wait a whole lot longer. They're going to have to make a decision soon, because there are other teams out there that I've heard are interested in, especially Tom Clements. The Steelers have an opening at their offensive coordinator position. Joe Philbin is going to be starting to fill out his staff, and it's not going to be long until the Raiders have a head coach in place, and they're going to fill out their staff. Tom Clements interviewed for the head coaching job in Tampa Bay, and what crazy times are going on in Tampa Bay right now. It sounded like Oregon's head coach, Chip Kelly, was going to take that job and reneged on the offer, supposedly, reportedly. That's what I'm hearing. He actually had accepted the offer, and then sometime before midnight last night says, no, he's not going to come back to Oregon. So that's very interesting what's going on in not only Tampa Bay, but throughout the NFL and all these head coaching positions and assistant coaching positions, you know, that are opening up and trying to find fill them in, these vacant spots. So Tom Clements, a name for several positions, but not only that, I mean, you know, it's, once, you know, they get a head coach and staff, no matter if it's Tom Clements in Tampa Bay or not, or him in Oakland or not, you know, they're going to be signing all sorts of assistant coaches. So, I mean, there's a lot there, you know, so if a lot of positions going to be open, and you have to imagine several members of the Packers might leave maybe not several, but a couple perhaps. Because if they do leave, you know, there's possibilities for advancement up the ladder within the Packers organization, assistance to go to a coordinator position. Heck, if Winston Moss leaves for Oakland, as it's been kind of determined there, that he's a candidate for that job, there's a position open for advancement to the assistant head coach position to head coach Mike McCarthy. Comment on the live blog from Kevin. Wonder if Philbin brings in Sherman in for offensive coordinator in Miami if Tampa does not work out there. Good question there. Former Packers head coach Mike Sherman, possibly a candidate for offensive coordinator for Joe Philbin in Miami. It's a intriguing little game going on here with the coaching carousel still spinning. So we found out this weekend that Winston Moss had interviewed for the job for the Raiders head coach going back to last week, supposedly Saturday night before the Packers divisional round game against the Giants. That evening, you know, after all his duties with the Packers had taken place, he sat down with Reggie McKenzie for hours talking about the vacant head coaching gig for the Raiders. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that he's interviewed now over a week ago and the Raiders still haven't named a head coach. Could it just be that the Raiders were waiting till today, till two more teams were eliminated from the playoffs and can now interview perhaps more candidates, or they're just kind of taking their time and, you know, getting all the interviews done throughout the course of a week? So we will see if Winston Moss is, a legitimate candidate there, or it was also reported yesterday, I believe, by CBS Sports that the Raiders have asked permission to interview defensive coordinator Dom Capers for their head coaching job. It had been rumored that he was a candidate, but now the Raiders have reportedly actually gone and taken the step to ask for permission, which I believe they have to do, seeing as Capers is under contract. And that, you know, that's kind of a thing here that will play into this whole coaching carousel as well, that the fact that all the Packers assistant coaches, including the coordinators, are under contract. So, they can go at any time to be a head coach in the NFL. But if they're just going to hop teams, well, you know, the Packers don't have to let them. They do have to honor their contract. And certainly the Packers probably wouldn't unless it's for a step up the ladder, you know, from assistant to a coordinator position or something like that. So, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure they have to allow them to do that if they're under contract. And if the Packers are losing, you know, could stand to lose assistants left and right, maybe they don't give permission. So I think they almost, not sure if it's a rule or it's just common courtesy or they have to. But, Dom Capers looking like he's going to at least interview for the job in Oakland. So, you know, that's two guys from the Packers right there, Dom Capers and Winston Moss, that are in the running for the job with the Oakland Raiders. Comment from Kyle Cousineau on the live blog. I have a hard time believing that the defensive coordinator of the worst defense statistically in the league will get a head coaching job in the NFL. I feel the same way. I don't think that Dom Capers is a front runner for any job, let alone the Oakland job. So that is going to make it tough right now. If Reggie McKenzie were to go do that, if Reggie McKenzie were to hire Dom Capers, wow, he's going to have to answer some questions from reporters in the Oakland area. Can you imagine that press conference? You just hired the worst defensive coordinator in the league, and what was it? It was the second worst. The Packers gave up the second most yards in the history of the NFL. the second worst in the history of the NFL. I mean, if Capers did not work out in Oakland, he you know, Reggie McKenzie then would be under some fire for, you know, hiring a head coach that just came off one of the worst jobs he's ever done in the history of the league. And, you know, I'll be it here. I don't think the, you know, there have been a few people, I don't want to say the cries are loud, but there have been a few people who have said, you know, maybe the Packers have to move on from Dom Capers. And I don't agree with that. I mean, yes, he had a bad year. And certainly if he is last in the NFL next year as well, I mean, maybe then it's time to move on. But as of right now, I think every guy deserves a second shot. Dom Capers had done a good job coming into this year, 2009, 2010, obviously good enough to win the Packers the Super Bowl in 2010, and a good defense last year, a good defense a season ago, just not in 2011. But he deserves the chance to turn it around, and hopefully the Packers, you know, the front office, general manager, get him some prospects to work with in the draft and some new talent, and they get a better pass rush and get a little better play in the secondary and get a little better play from everyone, for that matter. Every player that's on the field, they could use a better performance. So anyhow, speaking of, you know, infusing the Packers with new talent in the NFL draft that's coming up, another thing that's happening with the Packers today is the Senior Bowl. The practices start today. The weigh-ins start today. If I'm correct, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think the way it works out is this morning in Mobile, Alabama, and it might have already started for all I know. They are doing the weigh-ins at the Senior Bowl. They weigh them all in, get their weight, get their height, get their measurements. They might even do all the extensive, arm length measurements and the length of their hand and things like that. They, again, no stone goes overturned here. They do that in the morning, and in this afternoon, I believe they start the first of 4 days of practices, and all televised on the NFL Network. The Packers are there. The Packers have representatives there. I don't know if Ted Thompson's there yet. I would assume he is, but I have no confirmation or reporting or anything along those lines. But, you know, it's every team is heavily represented in the NFL at the Senior Bowl. This is the premier all-star game where the highest of draft choices will be on display. And I'm some down the ladder as well, too. But this is the premier all-star game, and the Packers have a contingent there doing their scouting, doing interviews, things like that, starting today with the weigh-ins and then practice. And that'll be televised on the NFL Network live at 3 p.m. Central Time today if you're interested in taking that in. And I believe practices all week long will be televised as well. Later this week, they're even televising the Pro Bowl practices on the NFL Network. So get ready for some of that as there's a very large contingent of Green Bay Packers players playing in the Pro Bowl. But not only that, the assistant coaches for the Packers, you know, the Packers were chosen as the staff to represent the NFC coaching the Pro Bowl. So, there will be a lot of connections there later in the week. I think it isn't until Thursday where they start televising the Pro Bowl practices, perhaps. We'll keep an eye on that later in the week here at Railbird Central. And just if you haven't seen it yet, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, of course, yesterday, the passing of Joe Paterno, the longtime head coach of Penn State football team, and of course, a guy who was embroiled in the alleged child sex scandal at Penn State, passing away yesterday. And if you haven't seen it, today at the Green Bay Press Gazette, apparently, and I had no knowledge of this, Joe Paterno was a candidate to become the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Article by Pete Doherty going back in time through the archives, and You know, it was before I was even born. So that's how long ago, and I had no knowledge of it. But I mean, apparently, as the story goes, you know, here we talk about, you know, other teams in the NFL going through the process of hiring a head coach here earlier in the show. And now this was the situation the Packers were in the late, or pardon me, the early 70s, after the 1970 season, I believe. And he came down to the final two candidates, and the Packers instead decided to go with Dan Devine to lead the team instead of Joe Paterno. But he was apparently really close to becoming the head coach of the Green Bay Packers back in 1971, after just a few seasons, his first few seasons in Penn State. So very interesting connection there, just sad the way that everything went down at Penn State. Truth stranger than fiction. Who could have ever have dreamed up a story like this happening and ending in Joe Paterno's death yesterday? I couldn't help but think, the connection, the similarities between Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno, probably, the two icons who were larger in life than college football, as head coaches than anybody else. After Brian passed on, I think Joe Paterno probably took on that icon status, as just a guy who's well known and a guy who lived, eat, sleeped, and breathed college football, and both passing on just literally days after their coaching careers ended. Unbelievable. It didn't happen literally, single digit amount of days, but what was it? I mean, just in the span of, less than 2-3 months for both Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno, having to imagine that, it kind of almost makes you think, did they lose their will to live after the career, the job they did, that was their entire life around them? Just absolutely stunning news yesterday, but also a day in which it was the championship day in the NFL. We've talked about it already. Giants versus New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. And maybe I'll just quickly throw it on the live blog. Who's your quick picks to win the Super Bowl? Will it be the Giants or will it be the Patriots? A rematch of the 2007 Super Bowl. How eerily similar is that? As the, I believe that was the year the Patriots went undefeated during the regular season. And, this year, although they didn't go undefeated, still the number one seed in the AFC. And, run the table and get to the Super Bowl against a late charging Giants team this year, as well as in 2007. And the Giants going and upset the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So Patrick on the live blog calls it Revenge Bowl. Revenge for the Patriots who, were upset by the Giants back in the 2000 or after the 2000 season. So 2 weeks of run-up now till the Super Bowl, and that 2 weeks certainly is a long time, isn't it? Not I think it's the way it's got to be. But, it takes a long time, and there's a lot of run-up and a lot of hype. As Packer fans found out a year ago, that 2 weeks, 2 weeks between games is a long time to wait. But there will be lots of stuff to keep us entertained in the meantime, with the Senior Bowl this week and the Pro Bowl next week, Media Day. That'll be a lot of attention, and it's good for the former Packers who are playing in the Super Bowl. I know from the Giants, both Will Blackman and Derek Martin, former Packers, getting their chance to win a Super Bowl. Kyle Cousineau commenting on the live blog, I should be looking at RV rentals so I could road trip to Indy right now. Would have been a whole lot funner had the Packers been part of it. A road trip would be a whole lot funner going to Indy for that. But disappointing. It's not the way it worked out, but now we look to the future, and that's why we had Nick Hill on the show today, newly signed Packers quarterback. Thanks to him for joining us today. Thanks to everybody for tuning in on this episode of Railbird Central, and thanks to Jamie Jors for directing our live blog today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today here on Railbird Central. We'll be back on Wednesday. Make sure to come back then, and make sure don't miss our coverage all week long of all the pertinent stories relating to the Green Bay Packers all week long. We'll see you, everyone. I leave you with a song called Ocean Billy by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See ya. Go Pack, go.